Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. I believe in God, the Father, Almighty. And when you say that God is Almighty, you mean He can do anything He wants. Someone asked the tiny child, Teresa of Lisieux, I don't think she was quite 8 years old, when the following question came up, God must be tall. Jesus was, in fact, all about 6 foot tall, all about 178 pounds. How can he fit in a little tiny host, which of course he can, and we'll talk about that later. And her little child's answer, she did become a doctor of the church, was, God can do anything. Now, he can't do anything repugnant. In order to do something repugnant, he would have to not be God. Because in God there cannot be repugnance. Don't ask me if God can make a square circle. There just is, nor can there be, by definition, any such things. Don't stretch God's omnipotence to a square circle. Because that would mean non-existence. So aside from, let us say, somewhat silly questions as that, God can do everything. And before I explain this to you, I want to say to you, our Blessed Mother has said privately, we know from other quarters that this is very, very true, prayer is so powerful. Prayer is so powerful that it can set aside the laws of nature. The laws of nature come from God, and if He wants to set them aside, as He sometimes does, He makes water come out of a dry rock at the top of a high mountain. He makes the raging Red Sea part so that the people of Israel can go right through without getting their sandals wet. He makes what looks like bread and wine, taste like bread and wine, weighs what a similar amount of bread and wine would weigh, smells like it, has the feel of it, not be bread and wine. He does it every day. He does it, in fact, 4 times every second, at every Mass. At the very essence of the Mass, the consecration, when bread and wine is transubstantiated into the body and blood of Jesus Christ, handed over for our salvation, even in daily life, I began to say, prayer can bring on by God's mercy a suspension of the laws of nature. I once knew a little boy, 7 he was, 9 months in a coma, had to die. A whole series of biopsies showed his head terribly swollen, to be filled with malignant, cancerous tumors all over the cerebral area. It was just a question of time. I saw, shortly after the application of a relic of the true cross with much, much prayer, I saw that boy leave the hospital, finish school on time, completely healed. And nobody ever attempted to explain why God saw fit to set aside the laws of nature. God is almighty, and there is nothing so consoling in troubled times. There is nothing so consoling to a troubled soul as to know that God is almighty. He can do everything. And looking ahead now to one of those other attributes, we don't want to isolate all those attributes more than you really have to. He's also loving and provident, and there is nothing more consoling under the scourge of anguish, under the heaviness of aloneness. There is nothing more soul uplifting than to know that God can do everything, and in His goodness, He will give you something very, very good, something for your soul, something for your being, something from all eternity. It would be very wrong to say, well, why did God let so-and-so die? He wasn't bad. Plenty of bad people around. And he, the good one, was so young. He, the good one, was so young. Why did God let him die? Why such anguish? Why something so terrible? What evil did he ever do? You see, God, besides being omnipotent, almighty, is also all wise. He knows more than we do. And if he allows, that is to say, painfully permits something painful to happen, it's not that he directly wills pain. It's that he, in his wisdom and goodness, will take out of pain a good that goes far beyond the force of that pain. Out of Good Friday came Resurrection Sunday. Out of deicide came life for the people. Out of the dominion of death came eternal life. I believe in God, the Father, Almighty, Almighty. Please don't ever blame God. Please don't ever blame the one that we know is always innocent. You and I, have we not? Have sinned. God has not. The Almighty, the All-Wise Father, poured out upon His Son all the punishment, all the terrible punishment that was due because of sin. He poured the worst upon His only begotten Son in order to convert the worst into His sons and daughters. God is almighty, and He exercises His omnipotence for your happiness, for my happiness. Oh, will you remember it always and accept this blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit?